2 weeks ago, the Army Corps got evidence that silver carp have leaped another barrier and are now within 10 miles of the Chicago Canal electrical barrier. That leap puts the fish within one lock in the barrier from Lake Michigan. So Army Corps Major General John Peabody says they're powering up the short electrical burst from 1 to 2 volts.
This is not like walking in a room and turning on a switch. It's a lot more complicated than that, and we're working very hard to make sure that we can do what we intend to do here in just a few days.
The electric fish barrier is designed to stun or paralyze the carp, which can weigh up to 50 pounds each. But Coast Guard Great Lakes Commander Rear Admiral Pete Neffinger is concerned about recreational boaters in the Chicago Canal.
There's also a very real hazard to human in-water immersion. At the one-volt level, the theoretical modeling said that there could result in muscle paralysis and possible death from drowning and or heart stoppage. We assume that at higher voltages, it gets progressively worse.
The testing is considered what the Corps is calling a crisis operational mode. Illinois Department of Natural Resources John Rogner says the carp have been relentless coming up the Mississippi River from Arkansas over the past 20 years.
They have transgressed every lock and dam in their way. Nothing has seemed to stop them, and we knew they would eventually get to this point, and here they are.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Regional Director Mike Weimer doesn't believe it is inevitable that the silver and bighead carp will get into the Great Lakes and devastate the fish populations.
The time is now. We'll see in the near future what shakes out, what happens, but I remain positive about our ability to preempt their introduction into the lakes. I'll leave it at that.
In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.